Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you struggle with the fear of failure? Well, today I'm going to go through 3 tips on managing the fear of failure. But stay tuned until the end because I'm going to give you an extra bonus tip then. Now, is fear of failure something that really, really holds you back? And previously we've talked about the fear of rejection. So maybe it's both. It's probably both if you struggle with one or the other. Now, how can you work through this? Well, the Confident Action Taker Academy is something designed to help people move through the fear of failure and things like the fear of rejection. Also things like self-sabotage, getting stuck in your own way, and just general lack of good self-talk and struggles to be kind to yourself. So if you really want to get more clarity, boost your confidence and have that high level of accountability, listen out for later because I'm going to go a little bit more into this and whether it's the right fit for you. So my story. So again, as I said in the previous episode, but maybe you haven't listened to the last episode, which is definitely a recommendation. Of course, I'm going to recommend my own episodes, aren't I? But the last episode I recorded was the fear of rejection. Now, these two are quite similar, but there's also a slight difference as well. And I'm going to talk about the fear of failure more today. But people are also feeding back like, oh, I'm worried about messing up. I'm worried about failure or... what if it goes wrong? What ifs is such a dangerous term because it can be, what if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? However, you can start looking at what the great things are. And that's what I started doing. What could be the great results? Now, I was reflecting on this for myself and I wanted to share it with you. So bizarrely, through my 20s, I went walking on fire, skydiving and abseiling off a building twice. And in fact, the other day, being 30 years old, almost 31, I abseiled off a bridge into a freezing cold gorge in December in England, which was interesting. It was great fun though. And I loved it. But I did all those crazy things earlier in my 20s when holding myself back from doing other things like taking responsibilities on in my day job at the time or, you know, going out on more dates and things like that. I was so worried about if they would go wrong, but like doing an extreme sport, like skydiving where, you know, something quite bad could happen if you did go skydiving, but obviously minimal chances with all the security checks they got. But things like that, I was not so terrified about, and I was trying to figure it out. And I realized it's how you define failure. And my failure was actually even subconsciously, not consciously paying attention to it. It's failure as if someone else didn't like it rather than the fear of death, which is quite interesting. And then I started to think about like other people's examples and even what I've said to myself as well. We come up with awful, awful excuses to cover up the fear of failure. It's like things like, I don't think it's the right time. I'll do a bit more research first. I'm sorting, you know, certain things out right now and it's not really the right time. Now, that may be the case, but being a coach and being someone who's into, you know, sales psychology and general psychology and working with lots of people, I can tell you often the case, those things are just bad excuses for kind of our fear of failure. What if it doesn't work out? What if I don't do it right? And only you know the answer. And sometimes I've seen like in my life and experiences, people get a bit upset when they say, is that just an excuse? And people go, well, it's not an excuse. And like deep down or later they come to realize and say, yeah, it was a bit of an excuse. So fear of failure can be mastered in so many ways. And it's interesting when I've worked with people, like just the fear of speaking in front of people and messing up the presentation. And this comes a little bit to the fear of rejection, but fear of failure is like, it has to be go right. It has to be perfect. Now, perfect doesn't exist. Perfectionism is a made-up term. Nobody's a perfectionist because you can't be perfect. It's just a smokescreen for the fear of failure or not being good enough, okay? So let's go a little bit into some ways you can manage the fear of failure. And again, it's all about our brain trying to keep us safe. It doesn't want us to do something out of our comfort zone. It doesn't want to do something that, you know, impacts our survival. Now, if you go out and if you start a mini business and it fails, your brain's going, oh my God, that's like close to death. And it's not really. It's just, you start again, you go again. But our brain doesn't always know the difference between a real life and threat danger and something that's perceived to be a danger. And therefore, it starts blowing out proportion what a real failure is. Now, let's go through the tips. So the first one is I want to look at the term bravery versus courage. Bravery is something you do as one-off. Now, this can be, you know, this can be useful for an in the moment when suddenly you have to do something a bit out of your comfort zone, whether you're forced to or not. That's good. But courage is something that lives inside of you and it gets built the more you practice it. And you practice it in two ways. You start identifying with courage, saying, I'm working on my courage every day. One of my incantations, the things I shout to myself every single day is I am courageous. Now, courage is not the absence of fear. Everyone has fear. Fear is normal. There's no human being on the planet who doesn't have a fear. Okay. But courage is feeling the fear, but doing it anyway, even if you've got to break it down into smaller steps. The second point is yourself on the back for anything, any kind of effort you make, whether it goes to plan or not. And why do you do this? Because that's reinforcing to your nervous system that you're doing something right. And therefore, you should do more of it. Okay. And your brain goes, oh, I should start doing more of that. I should start putting in more effort because actually I'm getting some positive feedback here from myself. And we forget to praise ourselves, but yet something goes wrong. Oh, you're useless. You're pathetic, which is actually a really stupid thing to do because it stops you doing stuff. Now, but unfortunately, I used to be like this a lot and criticize myself, but it's just like a habit. But if you're consciously recognizing that you're criticizing yourself and you're not changing it, then that is something you need to change and address because it's not going to do you any favors. But patting yourself on the back and praising yourself is. And consciously schedule it in. Schedule it in your day to pat yourself on the back 3 times a day. You might think, oh, that sounds silly. I'll tell you what's more silly. Going through life and not praising yourself or liking yourself because you spend every moment of every day with yourself. So therefore, praising yourself is going to help you reduce that fear of failure because you're praising yourself for any kind of effort you're making. And then the third one is the word pro sequences. I've mentioned this before, but it comes from one of my mentors, Joseph McClendon. And pro sequences is the opposite of consequences. Consequences is like, oh, if I do this, what will go wrong? Pro sequences is, if I do this, what will go right? So you've got to ask yourself, what's going to go right if I do this, rather than what could go wrong? Because when we start thinking in that way, our brain will start going in a negative thought loop and start thinking about failure or what if we mess it up. Okay. But if we start thinking, oh, what could go awesome from this, then we start thinking about that. Our questions are the steering wheel to our mind, as quoted by Peter Sage, who was a recent guest on the podcast. Our mind is directed by our questions. So start asking the pro sequences of things. Okay. So what's going to happen if you don't get through or work on this fear of failure? If you keep holding yourself back from things, it's just going to be a continuous struggle. So use some of the things I've talked about today and start actually implementing them in your life. Nothing gets real until you start scheduling it and doing it into your day. Don't just get inspired, start taking actions. I've been there. I've like been fearful of failure, of taking on responsibilities in the workplace, of going on a certain day or talking to someone at the bar, whatever. There's been so many times, and it does link to fear of rejection. I've been fearful to sometimes
actually spend my money on something, because what if it goes wrong? But then I got to a point, I got excited about the possibilities and it started paying me back. So what are you going to implement from this today? Now, we've been talking about the fear of failure today, and this is something, if you're also stuck in your own way, you feel like you're sabotaging yourself, or you're really trying to push through life, this is something we'll look at in the Confident Action Taker Academy, the program I mentioned earlier. This is a program that's going to be coming out on the 10th of January, but people are jumping on calls early, and I'm rewarding action takers like yourself, if you're an action taker, for actually jumping in early. And what the program's designed for, it's really designed to help you get clarity on what you want, take action, and boost your confidence. Smashing through things in the way, like getting stuck in your own way, self-sabotage, fear of failure, fear of rejection, imposter syndrome, and many, many more. You'll get excited as you go through it. Now, I've had people inquire and jumping on calls now. So that is, you know, a popular program. And all you've got to do is just go into the link below, quickly check out what this is about. Don't keep getting stuck in your own way of thinking. Start looking at actually where you'd like to go. And this program helps you look at where you want to go and overcome some of the obstacles in the way. And there's plenty of success stories you can have a look at as well to kind of get an understanding of what others have gone through as well. So remember, if you do what you do, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you always get. So don't let the fear of failure get in your way. Think about the cost of inaction. And all you've got to do at this point is click in the link below and jump on a call if this resonates with you. But if it does, I really look forward to talking to you. Now, I've got that extra tip I mentioned today. So the extra tip is asking yourself after you do something, whether it went to plan or not, you're going to ask yourself these two questions. And it's something I've mentioned to my clients as well, is ask yourself the question, what went awesome about that? And then the second question is, what could have made that even more awesome? Because you're framing the question in a different way. Again, the quality of your questions makes a massive difference. So if you're asking yourself, what went well? What do I really need to improve? You know, that's a little bit negative, isn't it? And that's going to set yourself up to worry about failure even more. But if you're asking yourself, what went awesome? You're telling your brain there was something awesome about it. And if awesome's not your word, use another powerful word. And it's a muscle. You've got to train it. You've got to train it again and again and keep asking yourself these kind of questions. But after you do something, no matter how challenging or whatever, ask yourself, what went awesome, or an alternative word? And then what would have made it even more awesome, or an alternative word? Because then you can look for feedback, but you can also look at how great it was. So that's my extra tip for you. And that's the episode for today. So thank you for listening. If you've appreciated this, please share this with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple Podcasts, just so we can reach more people together. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate you. And remember, keep working on that self-confidence every single day.